from EV Magazine, an online rag. Cultural disinformation crapola from their culture section. Emily Ratajkowski says men get emasculated when they're with a strong woman. You know, the answer to that might be, honey, that you not be a strong woman. You know, try not to be a man, because if you act like a man, you're going to get weak men, because you can't have two men together unless they're homos. And even when you get a homo relationship, have you ever noticed that there's one butchy person and one femme person, that you even get the gender dichotomy in homo relationships as well? You get a butch dude and a femme dude. It plays itself out even in same-sex couples, because you can't have two alphas. You can't have two strong, independent leaders butting heads all the fucking time. You'll never have any peace. You'll never have any agreeableness. You'll never have any calm, contemplative moments. Your entire life will be a constant fight, a constant competition between you and your mate. Who the fuck wants that? I go out into the world every day, work my ass off, competing with other men, competing for resources, acquiring resources, butting heads all the fucking time with other fucking dudes. Conflict, 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 because that's the nature of the fucking universe, okay? On a microcosm between us humans, in the fucking cosmos, asteroids banging into fucking each other, moons falling out of orbits into the planets they're orbiting, causing mass destruction and chaos. The universe is all about conflict and destruction. I don't want to deal with that when I come home. I don't have peace. I want to have quiet. I want my home to be a fucking sanctuary. I come home after a long day of work. I get my feet rubbed, my shoulders massaged. I get a nice meal, and I don't have to listen to any crap, because I listen to it all fucking day. What kind of dude is going to tolerate some strong broad that acts like a man? A weak man. And she's complaining that men get emasculated. You're confusing the symptom for the cause, honey. Okay? Or you're confusing the cause with the symptom. However you want to look at it. They don't get emasculated. They already are emasculated, because no man that isn't emasculated is going to get with a strong chick that acts like a man. He has to be pre-emasculated. Don't you get it, honey? You're mistaking your strongness as the cause for his emasculation, when really, he wouldn't have got with you in the first place if he wasn't already emasculated. So you're mixing up the cause and effect. But anyway, before I get into this story, I'd like to ask those of you out there that like and appreciate the raw, red-pilled nature of my awesome content to go check out my BitChute channel, bitchute.com/, The Realist Philosopher. There's almost 1,600 pieces there to date. 1,600 pieces. That's a lot of content, yo. A lot of red pills, a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of productive capability, all right? A lot of nice, tasty jujubes for you to imbibe. So go check it out. Jujubes of truth. Of red pill realism, baby. So bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. And also, if you'd like to support my continued churning out of those jujubes of red delicious goodness, please go to my Patreon. Patreon.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's patreon.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. Consider making a donation. All my donations are per piece. So I make 4 pieces a month. You donate $2, that's $8 a month. $1, $4 a month. You can cap it as well. In case I made an extra piece a month, you wouldn't pay any more than what you'd cap it at. But anyway, go check it out. Patreon.com/TheRealistPhilosopher, and consider making a donation. I could really use your support. Okay, so this woman is going on the premise that being a strong, independent woman, it's threatening to men. And the eventual outcome of being strong and independent is that men get emasculated, you know, because we're so weak and pathetic and easily emasculated. Essentially, the premise here that she is proposing is that strong women emasculate men. And you'd have to be a pathetic, weak, loser with no self-esteem or self-respect. You'd have to be very fragile in the first place to be able to get emasculated by a strong woman, which is what always happens. So men are weak and pathetic, and women are awesome and wonderful. Yeah. How much can you pick up, sweetheart? How much can you lift? How strong are you, really? Anyway, let's get into this. Model. Let me take a look at her. She's all right. She's okay, I guess. Model Emily Ratajkowski recently broke up with Pete Davidson. I don't know who that is. After only a couple months of dating on her podcast, High Low, who the fuck's listening to that? She complained about how emasculated men have become, insisting that they don't know how to handle their emotions.
Oh.
Okay, let me explain something to you. Men know how to handle their emotions. What they don't know how to handle is the excess emotion that you want them to have. See, we weren't designed to be overly feeling creatures. In fact, studies have shown, actual studies of the human brain, that the part of the man's brain that processes emotion is smaller than the part of the brain in the woman that processes emotion. Why? Because men have to be more in charge, more in control of their emotions, meaning that overall in the long run they're going to feel less. So our body has actually made biological adaptions to make us less susceptible to emotions, because that's bad for our survival, because we're the ones that were going out and fighting the lions and tigers and bears and the other men with their bows and arrows and their spears and their fucking clubs, and we couldn't succumb to emotion because we became too emotional. If we became too fucking emotional and we let our emotions affect us physically, causing fight or flight, often flight, if you let your emotions affect you too much, you're going to lose, you're going to die, and your whole tribe dies, and your women die, and your kids die. And the dude that lets the emotions that he's feeling affect him, or doesn't have control of his emotions, is the guy that does have the most control, and the least emotions affecting him, is going to be the dude that wins. And his tribe is going to be the one that survives and thrives, and the ones that are big giant pussies who cower in fear because they let their emotions control them, they're going to die out. So men have made evolutionary adaptions to be less susceptible to emotion than women. It's biological! These are the same fucking people running around saying, oh, well, you know, if you have a preference to like fucking men in the butt as a man, and you want to get fucked in the butt as a man, that's okay, because it's a biological preference. It's genetic. Same for us men and our susceptibility to emotion. It's less so than for a woman. It's based in biology. The structure of our brain is literally different. It's not a social construction, you dumb bitches. Oh, but that biologically determined truth is bad. But the one where men want to fuck each other in the butt, that's okay. I love the contradictions, ladies. So Emily Ratajkowski, interesting name, hasn't had the best of luck with men. Gee, I wonder why. Considering the views that she holds. She married producer Sebastian Bear McLeod after only a couple weeks of dating. He must have some big cashola, yo. Yeah. Now that's a woman that's really, really controlled by her emotions. It's so interesting. So interesting. Isn't it interesting that what's considered strength these days is lack of control of one's emotions, and one could argue that it's lack of emotional control that has led to men becoming so pussified. In fact, you could almost come to the conclusion that the powers that be want men to be susceptible to their emotions so that they will be weaker, because it's very easy to control people through their emotions. But after 4 years of marriage, they broke up in 2022. Their split was splattered all over the tabloids. I don't read tabloids. And there was talk of infidelity on his part. Gee, I wonder why. I wonder why he didn't want to have sex with this harpy cunt that hates men and thinks they're all pathetically weak losers that have no self-esteem or self-respect and are fragile. Yeah. They share a one-year-old son together. Emily is there. She's got a kid. Oh, great. Single mom. That's another reason you can't find a man for anything long-term, sweetheart. Yeah, the plumbing isn't quite as tight and pristine as it used to be. They share a one-year-old. Emily has recently been linked to comedian Pete Davidson. Who the fuck is that? Is that goofball from SNL? Oh, jeez. Isn't he a soy boy? What is he, like 130 pounds? Doesn't he have like a wider waist than he does shoulders and chest? Oh, skinny, fat, little goofball, spindly loser? Wow, that's the kind of guy she's into, huh? And she wonders why she's only getting with emasculated dudes. Yeah, because only emasculated dudes will get with broads like her, who has a notorious reputation for dating the most beautiful women in Hollywood. Yeah. Now she claims on her podcast that many men have become emasculated and can't handle a strong woman. The argument she's making is that a strong woman creates emasculated men. In a sense, that's true, because men will do, become, adapt into what they think women want them to be so they can get poon, get access to poon, so they can procreate. That's biologically determined as well. Men want to have babies. They want to have kids that can pass on their genes. And the majority of men don't do that. And the ones that do are the ones that give women what they want. But women don't know what they want anymore. They say they want one thing, but the thing that they say they want is against their biologically determined wants. I want me a dude that is in touch with his feelings and fee-fees and cries. Meanwhile, she gets with that fucking guy and she's disgusted by him. Oh, fucking A. Anyway, on her podcast, High Low. Oh, wow. That's so clever a name. So clever a title, honey. Emily spoke to model Olivia Ponton. Is this chick really a model anymore? She's got a kid. She's married for 4 years. She's not that young anymore. How much modeling work is she actually getting? About her romantic life and what men are like on the dating scene. You mean the men that you want to date, that you think you want to date? This is so interesting. It's like confirmation bias. You go out seeking the man you think you want, the type of man you claim you want, and then you get with that guy, and he turns out to be a weak, pathetic soy boy. And then you blame that on him being too mentally weak, not having enough self-worth, self-respect, and strength to maintain his own strength when he's with a strong woman. And you conflate you being a strong woman is the cause of his eventual downfall and weakness in your eyes, when the truth of the matter is, he's made himself, portrayed himself, become what you say you want. So that he can get access to the poon and have kids. But the guys you actually want, they are not pathetic enough to chop themselves off, to chop their own legs off at the fucking knees, to diminish themselves, to become what you claim you want. But you don't actually want. But you're so lacking in self-awareness, you don't know that what you say you want results in a man that you actually don't want. Until you get with him, and then you blame it on his weakness and not yours. Of course, because it's always the man's fault. Yeah. I feel like I attract the worst men, she admitted, just weeks after reportedly breaking up with Pete. Emily finds that many men who she ends up dating aren't as masculine as they should be. But doesn't that mean that they were pathetic and weak before they got with you? So it wasn't you that made them pathetic and weak within the confines of the relationship in regards to their self-image and self-esteem and them not being able to stand up to you and just being weaklings that did whatever you wanted, although that's part of it as well. Women hate that as well. No, they were already like this because the majority of modern women are feminists, and they hold these views whether they know it or not, these views that lead them to getting with men that don't actually make them happy because on a biological deterministic level, this isn't what they actually want because these weak, pathetic losers can't protect them, even if they can provide monetarily. You're only really meeting half the bill. See, here's what women really want, okay? They want a dude that can supply, provide resources, but they also biologically, deterministically want a guy that's hot, tall, big, muscular, lean, so you can move as fast as possible, be the most efficient hunter, have the most endurance and stamina, and physically imposing nature to fight off and intimidate other males. Because in the past, that's what meant being able to provide a lot of resources, okay? You see, the reality of our decadent existence, evolution hasn't caught up yet to the massive changes that have occurred. The dude that was the tallest and the strongest and the fastest used to be the guy that could provide the most resources. Now, within the past few hundred years, that's no longer the case. In fact, about the past 150 years about. Things have radically changed. Evolution hasn't caught up yet. Evolution hasn't caught up, so women, biologically, they still want the tall, strong, lean guy with certain features that in and of themselves denote strength and good genes. Oh yeah, they still want the resources, but that's only half the package. And the dudes that can provide the most resources, well, the criterion for providing resources has now changed. It's no longer based upon physical prowess and strength. Nah, it's based on intelligence. Anyway, but that's at odds now with their biologically determined want for that dude who until very recently was the one who could provide the most resources. Anyway, I have always felt like I'm a strong woman. Yeah, strong how? Could you define that? Could you define strength? But obviously, as you get older, you really don't need a man. The opposite is true, you dumb bitch. The older you get, the more you're going to need a man. I mean, this is somebody, by the way, who has millions of dollars fucking squirreled away in a bank. Okay? I mean, you know, this woman probably is going to need a man more than a lot of other women who have less access to resources than a fucking professional model who was making $10,000 an hour, because she's going to blow all her fucking money on shoes and handbags and Prada and shit, because women are not known for their, you know, fiscal conservatism. But anyway, oh, as I get older, I don't need a man. And you're like, okay, this is what everybody else has told me. Maybe they told you wrong. And maybe that's part of the problem, that you think you don't need a man. So you get with men that you feel you don't really need to have around. Well, those are weak men. Men have said, I like independent women. I want somebody who doesn't need me. Who's saying that? Weak men are saying that, you dumb bitch. Men that biologically you are not really attracted to, at least to a large extent. But, you know, intellectually you know that they fit the bill in regards to providing resources. Men who actually fit the bill physically and mentally, meaning they have everything physically and they're able to provide resources in a modern sense using their intellect, these are very rare men. And notice when women get these men, they still can't keep them. They still get discontented and tired of them. But the men are the problem. Oh, yeah, I got a perfect man here. He's a professional athlete. Making millions and millions of dollars a year. He's got a great body. He's over 6 feet tall. 200 plus pounds of solid muscle. Oh, I got it made. Oh, no, I'm not happy. Maybe the problem is you, sweetheart. Yeah. So anyway, I feel like a lot of men who truly think they want a strong woman. What we consider strong and what you consider strong are very different. What women think of as strong, since the majority of women are trying to be men and they suffer from penis envy, is very, very different from what a man defines as strong. But of course, she doesn't go and ask a man what he defines as strong. No, 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 no. She defines strength for herself by looking at a man and then trying to replicate that. I don't want to be with another man that has a pussy. Yeah, you got a pussy, but you're like a man. That's not what men define as strength. Yeah, a lot of men out there think they want a strong woman. Actually don't know how to handle it. Oh, is that it? So it's still their fault, not yours, of course, of course. Abdication of responsibility. And they don't know what it means for their own identity. Maybe there's a bit of projection there, honey. Maybe you don't know what it means for your identity when you try to emulate men. Yeah, it repels us. Talk about lacking in self-awareness. The strength and the power that is associated with the masculine. No, no, it's not associated with the masculine. It is the masculine, okay? You want to get a fight, honey? Let's put some gloves on. We'll see who wins. I'm in my 50s, but I guarantee you I would beat your ass. So it's not associated with the masculine. It is the masculine. And once a woman has that, oh, you don't, but you don't. What do you mean? Oh, you're associating power with the masculine? How many men have power? Less than 1%? How many men are in positions of power and authority in this fucking country? Not too many. How many men are running corporations? One in a million? I mean, how many? We're talking about big corporations? One in a million. We're talking about a company? One in 10,000 or something? I mean, you're talking about extremely small numbers here, honey. The vast majority of men don't have power. As far as strength, are we talking about physical strength? I think you're deluded, sweetheart.
Yeah. Once a woman has that, a man doesn't know what else he has.
Oh, I see. So if a woman has the strength and power of a man, it makes a man question his identity and then give up his identity? So if they're strong women, is it a zero-sum game? I'm confused here. So if a woman tries to act more like a man, men lose their identity because strength and power are somehow in a pie, a communal pie. And if a woman takes a piece of that pie, there's less of the pie that is strength and power for men to possess. What the fuck are you talking about? By the way, we know that women have more power than men, but it's not because they're strong. It's because they bitch and moan so much and tell men that you got to be this or be that. If you want to get harpooned, that men have essentially demasculinized themselves so that they can get the pussy so they can procreate. But anyway, a man doesn't know what else he has. But I'm like, how about you just be better at expressing your emotions? You mean be more like a woman. Interesting to me. She says she wants men to be more masculine and strong and less pussified. And then she's saying, be more like a woman. Even though everything is supposedly a social construct in the eyes of these feminists. What the fuck are you babbling about? That'd be great. It'd be great if you were more like a woman, if you were less like a man, essentially. Admitting that there is some kind of biological determinism to how men and women are. And say she wants men to be more like women. And she wants to be more like a man. And then she's surprised when she gets men that are more like women? What? But women are smarter than men and is logical too. Oh, really? Emily says they slowly get emasculated. This other broad just said she's getting with men that are already pussies and emasculated. Now, they don't get slowly emasculated, honey. You're just saying that because it fits your theory. And takes responsibility off of you and puts it on him. And don't know how to handle their feelings. I'm going to explain something to you, ladies. We have less feelings than you, okay? We do. We have logic, we have reason, we have critical thinking. But real men, men of substance, they see emotions as tools, nothing more, to inform us, not as decision makers, not to be overly focused or dwelled upon the way that women view emotions. You notice how men talk. We say we think, and women say, I feel like. Of course, more men these days, more and more and more, are saying, I feel like. I feel like, and never saying I think, because the truth of the matter is they don't think, they just feel. And then they base their decision-making processes off of how they feel and not how they think. But real men are supposed to think, not feel. But it's very easy to control people by stirring up certain emotions and then using those emotions to lead them around by the fucking nose, as we see with how men have become to try and give women what they say they want, but they don't actually want. And then they resent you, and they start to tear you down. Oh, is that a fact? Geez, all I've seen from this article, honey, is you tearing men down. A lot of projection going on here. And then you're just back to square one. Maybe you could try being more feminine and acting less like a man because you're not a man. And you've acknowledged throughout this article, even though you're too lacking in self-awareness to know it, you've acknowledged that there are biologically determined realities to how men and women act, meaning how they act differently, while at the same time, you're trying to say that everything's a social construct, and they should just, be more emotional. It's crazy. So here we go. Here's these two broads. Here's the model chick, and here's the other one. Yeah, good-looking broads, yeah. Yeah, they can still have these views. Because they're still young and attractive. Yeah. We'll see if you still think this way in 10 years. Of course, they'll be even more entrenched in their beliefs because men ain't going to want them that much at all in 10 years. They're going to get less and less attractive as the years go by. And they're going to cling to their ideological beliefs even more. Because as we know, accountability to a woman is like kryptonite. And that kryptonite gets stronger as she gets older. But so does her resistance to accountability. She never mentions Pete's name, but the conversation takes place shortly after they broke up. So it's safe to say that she's speaking about her experience with him. Yeah. Emily has complained many times about the patriarchy. Oh, yeah, of course she has. Of course. Yeah. Men are weak and, pathetic, and they're so fragile, and and yet they're in control of everything and have all the power. Doesn't seem to jive with your belief system. Anyway, and the toxic masculinity of men. Oh, men are toxically masculine. Is that a fact? So she's essentially saying that men being masculine is bad, but at the same time, she's saying that she wants men to be strong and strength and power closely associated with men. I'm confused here. You want a man that gets with you as a strong woman and stays strong himself and powerful himself and doesn't lose that, even though he wasn't that to begin with if he got with you. But then you're saying masculinity is toxic? But you just said earlier that's what you wanted. Strength and power associated with masculinity, and you want men that are like that, and now you're saying masculinity is toxic. Jesus Christ, no wonder women are more miserable than ever. It's ironic that she is now expressing disappointment in the feminization of men. You think? When she herself has supported the idea of women being stronger and adopting more traditionally masculine qualities. Right. Everything exists in opposition, the way we might see it. Law existing with chaos, order with disorder, the masculine with the feminine. They complement one another. If you're trying to get these two together, you're trying to take an, you know, unstoppable force and combine it with an immovable object, the fuck? It's not going to end well. It's not going to end at all. You're going to get opposition for fucking eternity. Or in the case of people, until both of you are dead, or one of you is dead anyway, and it's still going to continue because one of you is going to still be alive, and you're going to continue to butt heads with the opposite sex. Unless, of course, you find yourself a soy boy dude, then you're not going to be happy. She's getting closer and closer. Maybe what we actually need is for men and women to return to traditional feminine and masculine roles in order to create more harmony amongst couples. Yeah. Yeah. She's not going to do that, though. She's going to continue to... This is so interesting to me, by the way. So she says that strength and power closely associated with the masculine. Then she defines the masculine, which is strength and power, as toxically masculine, toxic basically. And then she turns around and bases her own life on the very aspects that she herself has qualified as masculine, and bases her life upon those things. And then she wonders why she can't be happy. Masculinity is toxic. This is powerful. And power tends to oppress others. And so, you know, strength and power, people can't help but take advantage of their strength and power over others to oppress them. So I'm going to become strong and powerful, which is toxic. But the truth really is it's toxic for you, sweetheart. Because you're a female. And strength and power and being female mix about as well as oil and water. So masculinity is toxic when women try to adopt it. But anyway, there you go. There you go. Perfect illustration of the modern woman. So let me know what you think. And please like and subscribe to my BitChute channel if you have not already. BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher, where you will find more than 1,600 pieces of content to date. Lots of juicy red pills. And also, if you'd like to support my continued spewing of wonderful, beautiful red pills to wake people up and keep them awake, please consider donating to my Patreon. On a per-piece basis, I produce 4 pieces a month. Donate $1, $4 a month, $2, $8 a month. Patreon.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's Patreon.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. If you donate, you'll get a lot of wonderful perks. So go check that out.